It is time for the always informative, the highly dependable golf tip of the week. Velspar style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet. On the 15th hole, I started thinking how I'd look in the green jacket. The next thing I know, they're giving it to Charlie Coody.
And I made a double on 18.
All right, so just hold on. Don't answer yet. All right, this week's tip of the week is grip it and rip it.
Grip it and rip it.
There you go. That's lame rip, but okay. All right, so...
It's a bad grip.
Wait, I get a rip for my rip?
Yep. So, basically, there's one thing that is kind of a constant.
Yes.
You have to have your hands on the golf club to swing the golf club, right?
It helps, yes, okay. Absolutely.
Now, there's three different styles of the way you can grip the golf club. You can grip it 10-finger grip, so like you're gripping a baseball bat. You can grip it with an interlocking grip where you interlock your index finger and pinky. Or you can overlap grip where you overlap your index finger over your pinky, or your pinky over your index finger, yeah. Excuse me. Okay, but that's not the type of grip it and rip it I'm talking about.
All right, what are you talking about, man?
So I always get asked, well, where should my hands be on the club?
On the grip.
Well, that's true. But how many knuckles should I see on my hand? Where should my V's be that are caused by my thumb and index finger when I'm holding onto the club? There is no exact answer. And if any PGA professional says, well, here's how you're supposed to hold the club. Well, that's not true. It may work for you,
right?
But it may not work for me.
Right.
So you've got to sit there and work on, first of all, deciding how you want to hold on to the club, whether you want to hold on to it with a 10-finger, the overlapping, or the interlocking grip. Then once you do that, you've got to figure out how to get your hands on the golf club that are going to allow that golf club to return back to impact square to your target. So if you've got your left hand, which for a right-hand golfer, over the top of the club a little bit, so more in a, what they call a stronger position, so you're seeing three or four knuckles on your left hand, and you're hooking the heck out of everything, more than likely, your hand is not on the golf club correctly.
Right.
So you've got to start to tweak it back. If your hand is in a weaker position where you don't see any knuckles and the ball is always going to the right and slicing severely, maybe your hands are not on the golf club correctly. So you've got to go out and you've got to experiment and find where you can get your hands exactly on that golf club that are going to be best suited for you. It's not best suited for me. It's not best suited for Jim. It's best suited for you. You've got to determine what is going to be the best way to have your hands positioned on the golf club that are going to allow you to square that club head up every time. And once you do that, the results of your golf game are going to just absolutely improve significantly.
Greg, but would you recommend, well, the guy taught me how to play golf, Cliff Whittle, said, no matter how you grip it, your palms need to oppose.
Definitely.
Okay. And then, for most beginning or high handicap players, I would rather, and you echo this or dispute it, I would rather see them start with a strong grip, and if they're violently hooking the ball, move the grip a little bit weaker, but I like to start them out with a strong grip. Would you agree with that?
I always would set up with somebody and I would say, put your hands down at your sides.
Yep.
And see how your hands hang.
Right.
And then I would say, bend over at the waist and I'm going to hand you the golf club, and that's the way you want your hands on the golf club. That's going to be a little bit more of a neutral position, mm-hmm. and could be slightly in a stronger position, but I don't really start them out over in a huge Harley Davidson.
Oh, you know, no, I'm not saying. I just favoring the stronger.
Yes, favoring the stronger side.
Guys, can I ask, is this something that would be best looked at by a second set of eyes? Even to start?
No, the only set of eyes you need is to see which way the golf ball's going.
Okay, okay.
Yep. Golf, ball flight does not lie.
Yes, okay. Ball flight does not lie. So that is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you.